Hey, Peter.
Hey, Amy.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking. Did you have a safe drive?
I did.
Okay, perfect. So, okay, I think, all right. Is the billing address for the card you're putting on file the 1955 Darling Street?
Yes.
Okay, and is it a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
4388.
Mm-hmm.
5761.
Okay.
3452.
Mm-hmm.
5354.
Expiration month and year?
824.
And the three-digit code on the back?
317.
I'm updating the profile, assigning the package, and we will go ahead to process payment. And then I'm assuming now that you're stationary, right?
Beg your pardon?
Are you stationary now? Can I send you a text with the terms and conditions? Because I need you
to
pull it up. Perfect. I just want to make sure you weren't driving or anything like that. Okay.
No.
Give me just a second. You're going to see, if you want to put me on speakerphone, you're going to see a text message come through now that's going to say, Peter.
Diane, hold on. Go ahead.
Okay. It's going to say, Peter, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice
mm-hmm.
to the email we have on file. Please click on the link provided.
Okay, hold on. Okay, support Local Splash, is that the one, the link?
No, the one that says, Peter, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file. Please click on the link below. It's https://my.localsplash.com.
I see https. Please click on the link that you see in the video example in our client dashboard. Is that the one?
No, I'll send you just the link alone. This might make it a little bit easier because I understand they send some welcome emails and welcome texts, and it gets a little convoluted there. Here you go. This is just the link alone.
Okay, I see it now.
Perfect. Go ahead and click on that for me. Once you open that up, what it's going to do is it's going to say it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. So this is literally everything that we've promised to provide for you in writing. As you scroll down, you get down to the bottom, and it's going to say click here. It gives you a little box to click to certify that you're the person who made the financial purchase on behalf of the company today. Click that box, and then type in your first and last name as it's stated there, and hit confirm signature for me.
Okay, so click here and type your name as seen above. Is that what you want me to do?
Yes, sir. After you click the certify box, that's directly above that.
Certify. I see. Yeah, I checked it. I certified that I am authorized to go. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Like
and
I
then
said,
once you hit, it's no worries. No worries at all. We're here to walk you through everything.
So do the sign to click here and type your name as seen above, correct?
Yep. And then after that, you just hit confirm signature.
All right.
Then it should have taken you to a screen that asks for a username and password. You see that?
Yep.
Okay. So you don't need to worry about that just yet. The username and password will be given to you once the client interview has been completed on Friday. So, again, you're going to get a text message and an email reminder an hour before the appointment reminding you that we're going to be calling to get the client interview underway. The technician's going to call you from our 877 phone number, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you have any further questions for me?
No. I'll just, if I have any questions, I'll ask the other person. But I have your, Amy, I have your number on a text. I'm going to put you in my contact. If I have any issues or questions, I'll call you directly.
Yes, sir. That sounds great. I look forward to hearing from you.
All right, Amy. I really appreciate your help today.
Oh, absolutely. Welcome to Local Splash.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Bye.